The phrase out of the blue occurred to Eleanor. The fog at the windows had shrunk back from the harbour. Hilary said, "You know, the deep state isn't getting any deeper, and it's not just because of poor McCain's brain tumour. There is a limit to the strategic indictments Mueller can throw around without more irate defenders actually taking him to court, and Trump has become a master of bait and switch, what he calls rhetoric. I remember when Greek rhetoric was a form of classic art one could acquire at school," said Eleanor. "I was very partial to it, so was Franklin. Where he learned his was in France, like mine, of course. Have you ever, my blondest darling, known how not to fight?" The problem of Russia always was the barbarians at the gate, who may not be there, or if they are, may turn out to have use. You would not want Syria really run by barking Islamists, and the Arab Spring was more inspired by MI6 and those odd Freemasons the Muslim Brothers used as role models 2 centuries ago. And Israeli divide and conquer accounts for almost all the rest, you know. Hilary cried, "The Russia I meant wasn't just simplistic facts or convoluted threats. I fear not to fear my Russia in the heart. What am I if I am not daily braver, like my father, who could hold the worlds apart? Like my mother, for whom comfort was an art. We would chatter like sisters on the sofa, our high heels empty on the hearth. And barefoot all evening I would tell her how I had won one new triumph over weakness, subdued one or another furtive and forever failing part." Still harbour lost, the windows jewelled darker, and Hilary knelt with Eleanor's fingers on her shoulders, now where shares in concrete were an abstract fault, where any foundation's treasure was sordy with exotic, erotic, clumsy public death, and flowed forever, a silent mill's brook to make the gods grind faster. Would Syria be beheaded were I leading, or would I hesitate or care? Would Libya be a jigsaw I at last put back together? Then after all I was not certain more? She crouched, kneeling, Eleanor's fingers in her hair.